In political terms, it could be called the showdown in Selma. Senator Barack Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton are both planning to attend this weekend's historic reenactment of the Voting Rights March that took place in Selma on March 7, 1965. It's not the first time that high-profile politicians have commemorated the so-called Bloody Sunday, when 600 peaceful civil rights workers were attacked by state troopers. But the Obama-Clinton showing highlights the competition for black voter support in the 2008 presidential race. To talk about this and other political developments this week, we're joined by Chuck Todd. He's the editor-in-chief of the daily online political journal known as The Hotline. So glad you're with us.
Thank you.
Now, given the rivalry between these two candidates, put this in context for us, especially since Hillary Clinton will not be alone.
Well, I think the most fascinating part of this is that Bill Clinton is coming. This was actually supposed to be an event that was going to actually honor Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was going to be there in his stead, and instead they brought Bill Clinton in. And if for baseball fans out there, it's the equivalent of bringing in your closer in the second inning. It's sort of a interesting reaction. A lot of people are reading it as, earlier this week there was a poll that showed Obama making progress among black voters, and suddenly it's, okay, let's bring in the guy that black voters love, and that's mm-hmm. Bill Clinton.
And you say they, so who's they in this case?
Well, they, and it's the Hillary Clinton campaign bringing in Bill Clinton this early in a big event for black voters that a lot of African Americans are going to be watching. It's sort of an odd decision. It almost reeks of panic.
Huh. We'll get to the Republicans in just a minute. But first, you mentioned that poll that showed more black voters supporting Barack Obama. What's the dynamics behind that?
Well, first of all, this is a storyline that's been very overwritten. The Clinton campaign had done a good job of selling this idea that, don't assume the black vote's going to go with Obama, because they, in all this early survey work, had shown this. The fact of the matter is that it's very early, and I think we saw all of a sudden a poll showing Obama making progress among black voters. Well, he's making progress among all voters because he announced 2 weeks ago, and this is now seeping into the conscience of the Democratic primary voter. So it was overwritten in the first place, and now it's getting overanalyzed now. But the Clintons' campaign, by bringing Bill Clinton to Selma, is showing that maybe they believe this and they are nervous a little bit.
Now, I want to turn the tables and talk about the Republican field, if we could. Among the Republican contenders, there was some unwelcome news in the polls for the man who was perceived to be at one time the front runner, mm-hmm. Senator John McCain.
I think it's interesting. I think we have to stop calling John McCain the front runner. I think we're hitting one of these moments that maybe Rudy Giuliani is the front runner for the Republican nomination. There's this idea that somehow, conservative voters, once they find out he's pro-choice and that he's pro-gay rights, that somehow his support's going to melt away. That's just not happening. He's going to lots of conservative parts of the country and conservative groups, and he's getting wild receptions. And I think we're finding out that if conservatives feel like they're going to compromise, and right now all three front-running candidates are considered sort of compromises
Mitt
for
Romney
conservatives.
Mitt Romney being the third there.
Mitt Romney, right. Then why not go with the guy they like best? And apparently Rudy is the person they personally seem to like the best right now.
Chuck Todd, thanks so much.
You got it.
Chuck Todd is the editor-in-chief of the daily online political journal, The Hotline.